坐。
Please be seated.
这首诗歌说，希望有一天我们都能够在美地相见。
The song tells us that one day we will all meet on the beautiful shore.
当然，我们每年一年一次在 NYTS 相见也是很美好啊。
Of course, it's also very blessed and sweet for us to meet at NYTS every year.
因为这边有神的同在。
Because here we have God's abidance.
又有很好吃的食物。
We also have really good food.
在这边在一起啊，没有什么忧虑。
And here among us, we don't have a lot of sorrows.
但是啊，这个都是短暂的。
But of course, this is temporary.
我们都是希望、盼望以后在美地、在天国可以一起。
We hope and wish for an eternal land that we could be together.
但是要能够坚持到底，然后以后要在美地，一定要需要有智慧。
But to persist to the end so that we can meet in the eternal land, requires wisdom.
我们要从神的话来学习人生的智慧。
From God's words, we will learn human wisdom.
然后呢，属灵的智慧。
Spiritual wisdom.
都很重要哦。
They're all very important.
那我们现在来同心一起祷告。
So now we'll all kneel down to pray.
求神带领我们晚上的学习。
And lead, ask God to guide our learning.
那昨天呢，我们有介绍箴言的这本书的意义啊。
Yesterday we introduced the purpose of the book of Proverbs.
这本书的主题的这个中心的思想就是智慧。
The central theme of Proverbs is wisdom.
那真的智慧是很重要。
True wisdom is very important.
那这个世界上所讲的智慧呢，跟圣经所讲的不太一样。
And the wisdom of the world that's spoken in the world is different from the wisdom in the Bible.
人所看的有智慧的，可能是很会读书。
The wisdom that men say is wise are people who can read does really well in school.
或者是呢，他很看得懂人生，知道怎么来生活。
Or they know how to live.
但是呢，圣经所说的智慧呢，还更高了一层。
But the spiritual wisdom is a higher level.
就是因为认识神所有的智慧。
It's to understand God.
认识神呢 ，know God。
Oh, it's to know God.
如果你不认识神的话，一切所谓的智慧都是虚空的。
If you don't know God, then all of the wisdom you have is empty.
但是如果认识神
，But if you do know God,
那你知道怎么样来过真正的生活，能够讨他的喜欢。
Then you know how to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
这样子的话，你今生就得到神的祝福。
And with that, you can live have a life that's filled with His blessings.
将来也可以得到永远的福气。
And you'll also be able to receive His promise in the end.
当然，箴言我们来看箴言的第一章第七节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
箴言一章的七节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
所以这里呢，把敬畏神跟智慧还有知识连在一起。
So this verse relates knowledge and wisdom to the fear of the Lord.
再来看箴言的第九章。
Let's also look at Proverbs 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这两节圣经就是箴言的中心的思想。
These two verses are the central themes of Proverbs.
敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以整个箴言就是讲一件事，就是怎么得真智慧。
So all of Proverbs is talking about how to obtain wisdom.
然后真智慧用一句话来形容的，就是敬畏神。
And true wisdom can be summarized in one phrase, which is to fear the Lord.
所以你可能读了很多。
So there's people who study a lot.
当然你可能是背了三十句了或者是已经背了十句了。
You might have already memorized 30 proverbs or even 10.
但是你把所有的箴言几千句也好，把它浓缩成为一句，就是敬畏神。
But if you distill all of the 3,000 proverbs into one phrase, it's to fear the Lord.
比如说你来参加 NYTS 读了那么多年。
You might have been to many NYTSs already.
你就算考得很高分。
You might have the best scores.
可能有这个毕业证书。
You might already have graduated NYTS.
但是如果你回去生活没有敬畏神，那你就白学，就白来了。
But if you go back home and you don't fear the Lord, then you have studied in vain.
虽然你可能很多道理很深奥的不懂。
There might be many things you don't understand.
但是你对神有一颗很敬畏的心。
But you have a heart that fears the Lord.
在神看来呢，你就是一个有智慧的人。
And in God's eyes, this is someone who really fears the Lord, who has wisdom.
昨天我们有讲过，这个智慧这个字啊，原文呢是有点用 apply 的，就可以应用在生活的一些技能。
Yesterday we said that the word wisdom is applied knowledge.
这种生活应用在我们的每个人的日常的生活里面哦。
So it's something that we use in our daily lives.
那我们再来看看有关于这个智慧。
So now we'll look further into wisdom.
哦，我们来看呢、啊，这个旧约跟新约啊所讲的有什么不一样
？We'll compare the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
啊，其实是讲一样的。
They're actually talking about the same thing.
我们先来看一下这个图哦。
We can look at this picture here.
整个箴言呢，就是告诉你要怎么做一个选择。
All of Proverbs teaches you how to make a choice.
我们昨天讲过了，箴言不是强迫你一定要做什么事情。
We already talked about this yesterday. Proverbs doesn't force you to do anything.
而是告诉你两条路。
It tells you that there's two paths.
没有看到。OK. 那我们今天呢学完那么多箴言了，回去家里，你回到家里面对任何选择的时候，就问一个问题：我到底有没有选择敬畏神的方面？
So after you return home from MYTS and you go about your daily life, you have to ask yourself a question: Do you really fear God in the aspects of your life?
如果有的话，你就在做这个箴言的九章十节，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
If you do, then you'll be living out Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
好，假如你是敬畏神的。
If you do fear the Lord,
那你做事情的时候呢，会给自己一个规范，一个 discipline.
Then, if you, when you do things, you give yourself discipline.
因为神在看我啊。
Because you know God is watching.
还有我做任何事情呢，最后要交代的就是跟神交代。
And when we do something, we have to report to the Lord.
不是你的父母，不是你的老师。
You're not reporting to your parents or to your teachers.
也不是传道。
And it's not you're not reporting to your pastor.
最后你要跟神负责。
You are responsible in front of God.
所以你会给自己的 discipline， 你会给自己一种限制，还有这种自己管教自己。
And so you'll give yourself some limitations and discipline.
好了，之后呢，你就会慢慢往上跑了。
And then you'll climb up further.
因为你自己给自己 discipline 不一样，所以你会发觉你跟身边的人不一样，你能够接受。
Because you have discipline, you'll find that you are different from the people around you.
就好像一个要参加奥林匹克比赛的运动员。
For example, an Olympian who trains.
人家晚上很晚睡，睡得很晚起来。
There's people who sleep very late and wake up very late.
但是那些运动员呢，可能清晨四点钟就要起床，五点钟要去那运动场开始练习了。
But an athlete might have to wake up very early at 4 and go to the gym at 5 to train.
他的 lifestyle， 他的生活模式就跟一般人不一样，因为他要去比赛，要去拿奖牌的。
Their lifestyle will be very different from the average person because their goal is to win a medal.
别人可以乱吃东西，一下吃很饱，一下很饿，但是呢，他对饮食就要很有控制。
And an ordinary person might stuff themselves and be very hungry, but an athlete would have to control their diet.
好，那你知道自己为什么跟别人不一样。
And so you know why you are different from others.
然后呢，你会选择一个正确的、继续的下去的道路。
And you'll choose the right path.
那你的生活模式、你的想法就越来越跟神是一样的。
And your mindset and your thinking would be more like the Lord.
那神也会祝福你。
And so God will also bless you.
那你就更被鼓励的说：“哎呀，这个方法是好的。”
And so you'll be more encouraged that you're doing the right thing.
你对神越来越有体验。
And so you have more experiences with God.
所以你就认识神呢，更多呢。
And then you understand God more, you know God more.
所以如果你选对的话，你就一直往上。
And if you choose the right path, then you'll keep on climbing.
但是如果你选错的话呢，你就会跑到箴言一章二十九节。
But if you choose the wrong path, then you'll face what's in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 29.
我们看一章二十九节哦。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1 verse 29.
因为你们恨恶知识，不喜欢敬畏主。
Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
不听我的劝诫，藐视我一切的责备。
They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke.
所以呢，必吃自己的果子，充满自己的计谋。
Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies.
好了，另外一个选择呢，就是你不要敬畏神。
So the other choice is that you don't fear the Lord.
就是你做自己做什么事情呢，要以自己为做一个中心。
And when you make your decisions, you put yourself at the center.
就是你喜欢就好了。
You choose what's pleasing to yourself.
或者是呢，凭感觉。
Or you do it by feeling.
有时现代人讲话，年轻人都想 ，I don't feel like it. I don't feel I want to do it. 啊，我常常都说，我觉得没有这个我喜欢要凭着自己感觉去做事。
Sometimes you ask, tell a young person to do something, and they say, "Oh, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like it."
I don't feel like 来聚会哦，没有感觉要来聚会。
Or I don't feel like coming to church.
我没有要感觉要做圣工。
I don't feel like doing holy work.
我没有感觉我要戒掉我不好的习惯。
I don't feel like getting rid of my bad habits.
Okay, 那你这样做可以，但是你是很幼稚的。
You can choose whatever you want, but that's a very immature decision.
很 naive 的啊，那也是就很固执的。
And it's also very stubborn.
因为你不想改。
Because you don't want to change.
这个就是固执。通常不想改变的人是固执的人。
Those who don't want to change are stubborn.
你固执了，那神会任凭你。圣经说神会任凭。
If you're stubborn, then the Lord will judge you.
不是 judge, 就是 OK, let it be.
Oh, we'll let you be.
好，那你硬 ,OK, 那就让你更硬咯。
And if you are hard-hearted, then God will let you be more hard-hearted.
或者神就不理你了。
Or God will not, will ignore you.
或者是魔鬼会引诱你，或者是迷惑你，让你更硬。
Or Satan will deceive you or lead you astray and let you be more hard-hearted.
好，那然后你对神呢就 closed, 就是关闭了，对神已经完全没有感觉了。
And you'll be even more closed off to God and have no experiences from God.
如果一个人对神有一些感觉的话，他心里面啊做坏事的时候还会有一些挣扎。
If a person still is still connected to God somewhat, they'll when they do make a wrong decision, they'll be conflicted in their heart.
但是如果一个人啊做一些违背道理的事，一点都不挣扎的时候呢，那代表他已经差不多完蛋了。
If a person when they make a bad decision, do not even have a conflict in their conscience, then they're probably doomed.
最后呢，就是死亡的道路了。
They're on the path to death.
所以箴言讲那么多啊，就是问一个问题：你到底生活当中有没有敬畏神
？So Proverbs has a lot of sayings, but at the end, it's are you making the right decision?
有没有 fear God?
Oh, are you fearing God?
你就问自己这个问题。
You have to ask yourself this question.
好，那我们来看这个智慧的问题啊。
So let's study wisdom further.
那我们先看。到底啊，这个新约跟旧约所讲的有什么不一样
？So we'll study how the New Testament and the Old Testament talk about wisdom.
新约圣经啊，跟旧约圣经的关系是什么
？What is the relationship between the New Testament and the Old Testament?
当我们读旧约圣经的时候
，When we read the Old Testament,
每一卷旧约的书卷呢，其实都是在预言、预表新约的一件事情。
Every book in the Old Testament.Prefigures what's going to happen in the New Testament.
你们在座有很多第二、第三、第四年快要毕业了，谁是第四年呢？今年要毕业了，举手一下。
Raise your hand if you're a fourth year and you're graduating.
举高一点嘛，不用害怕，不会问你了。
Raise your hand higher.
你怕我？好了，不问你们了或者你们谁知道的？旧约是预表谁？预言谁
？What is the Old Testament prefiguring?
有没有人知道？
Does anyone know? Raise your hand.
Victoria 你想举手是不是还是为什么举隔壁的你要弄隔壁的
Victoria are you raising your hand
就是预表谁预言谁 Jesus 这个很简单的每一卷书都是讲主耶稣
Every book is talking about Jesus
当然了除了主耶稣之外还有谁可以讲当然是讲主耶稣的救恩呢
Of course it's talking about Jesus' salvation besides Jesus who is there to talk about
所以你读旧约的时候一定会想这一卷哪里在讲主耶稣
So when you're reading the Old Testament, you have to think which parts of this book is talking about Jesus.
好了，第二，除了讲主耶稣之外，还讲什么
？Besides prefiguring Jesus, what else is the Old Testament talking about?
每一卷书都是讲这个主题的，就是救恩嘛。救恩就是后果，主耶稣还有谁
？So besides salvation and Jesus, what else is it talking about?
主耶稣的什么？身体啊，是谁？ It's, 这是真教会啊。
It's Jesus' body, which is the true church.
所以旧约圣经啊，其实每一卷书你都可以找到这条路、这条线。
So in every book of the Old Testament, you can see this line of this theme.
预表主耶稣
prefiguring Jesus Christ.
再来就是预表他拣选的得救的真教会
And prefiguring the church, the true church that He has chosen.
好了，那既然这个箴言的主题是智慧啊
So the theme of Proverbs is wisdom.
那很自然的，这个旧约所做的智慧只是一部分而已，有限的。那它预表那个真的、完全的智慧啊，是指谁呢？
But it's a book in the Old Testament, so it's limited. So what is this wisdom prefiguring?
那这个考试一定会问呢。
This is a test question.
也是最简单的。
It's also the easiest question.
这是指谁？真智慧就是指主耶稣基督啊。
It's referring to the true wisdom that's in Jesus Christ.
好，我们来看这个罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
11:33.
Chapter 11:33.
罗马书十一章三十三节。
Romans chapter 11:33。
保罗在写一章，罗马书一章到十一章的时候，讲一个主题，就是因信称义，就是神的救恩。
The theme of Romans chapters 1-11 is salvation by grace through faith, which is salvation.
因信称义 ，justification by faith 啊。
It's justification by faith.
因着信，你可以被称义。
So if you keep on believing, if you keep on having faith, then you will be justified.
啊，然后保罗在这边做个小的结论。
And so Paul makes a small summary.
他说：“身在神丰富的智慧和知识。”
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
啊，罗马书十一章三十三节啊，这一节很重要。
Romans chapter 11 verse 33.
神丰富的智慧。
God, the wisdom from God.
是讲谁？
What is this? Who is this referring to?
主耶稣的救恩。
It's referring to Jesus' salvation.
借着他，我们可以因信得称义。
Through him, we can be justified by faith.
再来，他的 judgment 啊，他的这个判断在哪里呢？
And what, where is his judgment?
也是在主耶稣身上。
It's also on Jesus Christ.
哇，所以你看保罗啊，就把这个新约这个真的智慧的用这个圣经就讲出来了。
So the New Testament, The wisdom of the, in, spoken about in the New Testament is summarized by Paul in this verse.
再来，在哥林多前书一章二十四节。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
一章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希尼尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
啊，所以说，基督就是神的智慧啊。
So Christ is the wisdom of God.
全宇宙最难懂的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing to comprehend in the universe?
啊，不是外太空的理论啊。
It's not aliens.
不是所谓的 rocket science 啊，不是那个火箭的，或是坐太空船啊。
It's not rocket science.
最难懂的是什么？
What is the hardest thing to understand?
基督的救恩。
It's Christ's salvation.
很多人都不懂。
A lot of people don't understand.
很多人看了也不明白。
A lot of people read it but still do not understand.
就算明白也没有办法相信。
Or they understand but they don't believe.
因为他们觉得这个太愚蠢，太没有智慧在里面了。
Because they think it's too naive and stupid. There's no wisdom in it.
怎么可能一个人替人家死就救了全世界的人呢？
How can one person die for the whole world and save the whole world?
啊，但是神的智慧就隐藏在基督耶稣里面。
But God's wisdom is hidden in Jesus Christ.
所以一般的人都不懂。
So most people don't understand this.
但是在那谦卑的人，神拣选的人。
But those who are humble and chosen by God.
神就让他们懂。
God will allow them to understand.
所以在座啊，你们是非常有福气的。
So those sitting here are very blessed.
很多都是第二、第三代啊的年轻人，都是教会的信徒。
A lot of you are second or third generation believers.
我们在研读圣经里面最宝贵的智慧，也是整个宇宙里面最隐藏、属于神的智慧。
The most precious wisdom that's hidden in the Bible is also the most precious wisdom in the whole universe.
那保罗一直在重复这个主题啊，神的智慧就是基督。
So Paul repeats this theme that God's wisdom is Christ over and over again.
哥罗西书第二章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
哥罗西书第二章第二节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络得以丰足，丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神奥秘，就是基督。
That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
通常厉害的东西，很难懂的东西，很聪明的东西，也不是每个人看得懂。
Usually the things that are the hardest to the most mysterious are the hardest to understand.
有一次我去一个弟兄家里访问。
One time I visited a brother.
啊，那个弟兄是在大学教某一科这个科学的科系。
This brother was a professor of a certain scientific field.
啊，什么 fluid mechanics， 就是流体力学的什么东西。
I think he taught fluid mechanics.
那我就从他的书架这边，我说拿可不可以拿你书看一看，翻一翻，看我里面看懂几行字。
And so I asked him if I could take one of his textbooks and look through it to see how many sentences I understand.
是英文的啦，不是法文的，是英文的。
It's English, it's not French.
那我打开每一个字我都读得出来啊，都可以发音呢。
I opened it, I could pronounce all the words in there.
但是呢，没有一样我懂的。
But there wasn't a thing that I understood.
因为我的程度很低啊，是那个科学就读到这个高中就没有再读科学。
Because I didn't study science.
Only until
I only studied science until high school.
大学我是读 management， 读会计的。
In university, I studied management.
所以那些什么科学都还给老师。
So I returned all my science knowledge back to my teachers.
我看你们读科学的都是借一借而已啊，读完也是还给老师的。
My observation is that those who study science also return all their knowledge to their teachers.
有时候想想花那么多时间读啊，读完也把它忘记啊，不晓得读来干什么。
You all spend a lot of money on education. I don't know if you retain all of that.
拼命塞东西进去啊，考完试了，通通拿出来。
You cram all of that knowledge in your head, and after you take an exam, you just give it back.
所以我打开那本什么流体力学的书，没有一句是懂的。
So I opened the fluid mechanics textbook, and I didn't understand anything.
读得出来，但是不懂。
I could read it out loud, but I didn't understand it.
那圣经呢？神的话语呢？神的基督的智慧呢？也是一样。
And so this is the same with the Bible, which is Christ's wisdom.
我刚刚从阿根廷回来。
I just came back from Argentina.
跟一个慕道者讲话。
And I was speaking with a truth seeker.
因为这个慕道者的姐妹啊，叫我跟她先生谈一谈。
The truth seeker's.
那个慕道者的太太啊，叫我跟她的先生谈一谈。
Oh, the truth seeker's wife asked me to speak with her husband.
那这个慕道者慕道二十年了。
The truth seeker was truth seeking for 20 years.
都不肯洗礼。
And was afraid to be baptized.
那我就问他说：“你听了怎么样？”
And so I asked him, "What is your feeling after listening to the gospel?"
他说都听不懂。
And he said, "I don't understand any of it."
我说你听了二十年都听不懂。
And I asked, "You have listened to the gospel for 20 years and you don't understand it?"
对呀，我都听不懂你们在讲什么。
He said, "Yes, I don't understand anything that you're saying."
但是在这个之前呢，他又说他很聪明。
But before this, he said he was very smart.
他说以前是做这个机器的 mechanical engineering 的东西啊。
Before this, he was doing mechanical engineering.
后来移民到阿根廷啊，就做那改行啊，做那个推拿、啊、针灸啊，自己研究什么穴位啊。
And after he immigrated to Argentina, he started to do tui na and Chinese medicine therapies.
但是他说读圣经就是听圣经就不听不懂。
But when he listens to the Bible or reads the Bible, he just doesn't understand.
真的要读懂神的话语，真的要神帮助你。
In order for us to really understand God's word, we need His help.
要了解神的救恩，神的智慧。
We need to understand His salvation and His wisdom.
所以旧约这个箴言所讲的这个智慧啊。
So the wisdom that talks that we Proverbs talks about.
在新约呢，就完完全全的表现出来了。
Is fully manifested in the New Testament.
让我们来看这个提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章，对不起，三章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
十五节。
Verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
你看整本圣经啊，保罗所写的这本所说的从小明白圣经啊，他在写这个的时候，这个圣经是指什么呢
？And what is this holy scripture that he's talking about？
他讲这个背景是讲新约还是旧约
？When he talks about the holy scriptures, is he referring to the Old Testament or New Testament？
那个时候新约写好没有
？Was the New Testament complete at that time？
那还没有写好。
It wasn't written。
所以保罗说：“你从小明白圣经，这是什么圣经
？”So when Paul says from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures，
当然就是指的旧约圣经。
It's the Old Testament。
旧约圣经里面有隐藏什么得救的智慧
？What does the Old Testament hide？ It's the gospel of salvation。It's the wisdom of salvation。
有人说旧约没有用了，那个过去了。
Some people say the Old Testament is outdated. And it's useless.
不是过去。
But it is not outdated.
它是隐藏的得救的智慧。
It has hidden in it the wisdom of
salvation. 好像那个钻石啊，不是随便在地上可以捡得到的。
Just like gems, you can't just find it from the on the surface of the ground.
隐藏在地底下的。
It's hidden deep in the earth.
所以旧约讲了很多东西。
So the Old Testament talks about a lot of things.
不是每一样在新约时代都有用。
Not all of it is useful in the New Testament.
有一些已经过去了。
Some things are truly past.
但是呢，它很多东西隐藏了有关于基督的预表。
But there are a lot of things that prefigure the Jesus Christ.
真教会的预表。
It also prefigures the true church.
这个是隐藏了得救的智慧在里面。
These are hidden in it the wisdom of salvation.
好了，到新约时代，把这福音书啊、保罗书信啊，他们通通都写好了。
And now we're in the New Testament era, and all of the Pauline letters and all of the gospel books are written.
圣灵感动他，把旧约的预表预言通通把它解释出来。
And the Holy Spirit inspires these people to unravel the mystery, the hidden wisdom of the Old Testament.
所以读箴言的时候啊，读来读去啊，其实很多地方啊，除了生活的智慧之外，最重要的是看他讲救恩，他讲基督耶稣。
So in the book of Proverbs, on top of studying what wisdom is, we're also looking for salvation.
你可能说了，在整个箴言里面，怎么可能看到主耶稣的预表啊？
And so you might ask, how can we find the prefiguration of Jesus Christ in Proverbs?
你们看过箴言啊，那么多次了，哪里看到有这个讲主耶稣的预表呢？
You've read Proverbs so many times. Where does it prefigure Jesus Christ?
你没有看哪一章？看你们，你没有看得出来。
Can you find which chapter you can see this?
有没有？没有也没有关系啊。
If you can't find it, it's okay.
你们找不到，我才有在讲嘛。
If you can't find it, then I'll tell you.
好，那么呢？现在呢，我们进到另外一个主题哦。
Now we'll switch over to a different topic.
我要讲这个箴言里面的基督。
I'm going to talk about Christ in the book of Proverbs.
这个主题很重要。
This is a very important topic.
非常的重要的一个主题。
It's a very important topic.
考试里面有。
It's going to be on the test.
因为啊，这个就是真智慧主题，就是应用在主耶稣基督里面了。
Because the theme of the true church is hidden in here.
主耶稣基督里面 ，Jesus Christ.
It's hidden in Jesus Christ.
第八章跟第九章的一到六节。
It's chapters 8 and 9, verse 1 to 6.
我们看第八章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 1.
智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声？
Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice?
第九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
Wisdom has built her house, she has hewn out her 7 pillars.
这两节圣经啊，把智慧形容下好像是一个人。
These two chapters personifies wisdom as a person.
第八章把它形容是一个站在街市上面呼叫的。
In chapter 8, wisdom is personified as someone who's standing on the top of the high hill.
站在城门口的。
She's standing by the gates.
跟众人讲话的。
And she's speaking to the people.
希望大家可以听哦。
She's hoping that people can listen.
那第九章的第一节呢，就把智慧形容是一个人可以造房子的。
And in chapter 9, wisdom is a person who has built her house.
好了，那先停在这边啊，你想想看，智慧现在是一个人哦。
So wisdom is personified as a person.
为什么圣经要这样描写呢？
Why would the Bible do this?
因为智慧本来是很抽象。
Because wisdom is very abstract.
什么叫智慧？
What is wisdom?
如果你现在智慧在空气里面哪一个成分？
If you study the compounds, the elements in the air, what element is it?
空气里面有智慧吗？
Is wisdom in the air?
你把它空气分析，有没有智慧这个东西？
Even if you analyze the components of air, you can't find it.
那你挖地，把这个地挖开了，你找到智慧这两个字吗？
And if you dig through the earth, can you find wisdom?
你也找不到。
You also cannot find it there.
但是你从一些具体的东西，另外可以表现出来。
But in other more concrete terms, you can explain wisdom.
透过某一些的表现，某一些的行为。
Through certain actions.
这个人有智慧。
You can say, "Oh, that person has wisdom."
所以呢，圣经是用把很抽象的东西，把它很具体化。
So the Bible is taking something that's very abstract and talking about it in concrete terms.
让你可以看得出什么是智慧。
So that you can see what wisdom looks like.
可以说神的智慧。
For example, God's wisdom.
你看不到神了，那更很难想象什么叫神的智慧啊。
You can't see God, so let alone understand what God's wisdom is.
但是如果你念这个生物学，你念那个解剖学，把人身体的器官那么复杂性这样子学习的话，你会发觉说，这个有神的智慧在里面。
But if you study biology or anatomy and see how the organs work together, then you'll see that God's wisdom is there.
神的创造嘛。
Because it's God's creation.
那你学习这个物理，你知道说，万物都有它的定理，有神的智慧在里面。
And if you study physics, you'll see that the universe is governed by wisdom.
好了，那现在我们不是讲那个科学的智慧。
But now we're moving beyond scientific wisdom.
那属灵的智慧怎么看得出来呢？
How can you see spiritual wisdom?
圣经就是用拟人法，好像一个人这样把它表现出来，他做了什么？
The Bible personifies this as a woman, and it talks about what she does.
好，那我们来看看这两个对比哈。
So we'll see the comparison.
在旧约圣经的时代。
In the Old Testament.
你们看不太到，来弄大一点。
I'm going to make this bigger.
啊，在旧约的时代呢
，In the Old Testament，
智慧
，Wisdom，
本来很抽象的
，Which is very abstract。
圣经把它形容是好像一个人
，The Bible personifies this as a person。
这个人呢，会讲话
，And this person talks，
有声音，别人可以听得见。
She has a voice that people can hear。
他讲的话呢，就是一些训诲
，And she speaks instruction。
然后如果你听的话呢，你的生活呢就会带来美好。
And if you listen to her words, then you'll have goodness in your life.
好了，这个是旧约所讲的。
This is the Old Testament.
好了，如果这个是一个预表的话啊。
If this is a prefiguration.
好，那新约呢，到底讲什么
？What is the New Testament talking about?
啊，当然了，新约有一样的事，但是用比较不一样的词。
It's the same thing, but with different vocabulary.
我们就看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
首先我们看一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音一章一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物都是借着他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借他造的。
Three all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
这是在约翰福音里面最难解的一句，也是最重要的一句。
This is the hardest verses to understand in John, but it's also the most important.
一开始呢，就有一个道了。
It says in the beginning there was the word.
这个道 word 这个字啊，原文是 logos.
The original language, the original word, Greek word for word was logos.
它的意思就是声音。
It means sound.
或一种定理，一种 principle.
Or a principle.
或一种教训。
Or a teaching.
本来是很抽象的。
It was something abstract.
但是呢
？But.
神要帮他显现出来哦。
But God manifested the word.
让这个道怎么样可以让大家可以更明白呢
？How did he make the word more easy to understand？
我们看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
这个道呢，它成为一个肉身了。
The word became flesh.
然后住在我们中间。
And dwelt among us.
就带来恩典跟真理。
And this word brought glory and grace.
这个神的道啊，本来是很抽象的。
The word originally was very abstract.
就好像神的智慧一样。
It's just like God's wisdom.
但是它可以变成具体化。
But it became, it was personified.
最具体的就是成为一个人，因为大家都看得到人。
It became flesh, it became a person, which is what everyone can see.
因为是都是人啊，就有了比较。
And because it's a human person, we can make a comparison.
如果你变成另外一种东西，你不在身边，你没有办法比较啊。
If it becomes something else and it's not like you, how do you compare it with yourself?
所以神要成为一个人的样子。
So God became a form of a human.
同样是个人，我们不圣洁，主耶稣那么圣洁，你就看到什么叫圣洁了。
Jesus and I and us are both people, and we are unholy, but we look at Jesus.
主耶稣讲话有那么有智慧。
And Jesus speaks words of wisdom.
没有一个人可以驳倒他。
No one can trip him up.
然后他讲出来的道理，大家都心服口服。
And all the teachings that he gives, people can reflect on.
你看，这变成很具体化了。
And so he has become something that's very concrete.
后来他也为我们钉十字架，他把那个爱也表现出来了。
And later he died for us on the cross, and he also showed love.
他带来什么呢
？And what did he bring for us?
恩典跟真理。
He brought us grace and truth.
今天我们就是因为得到神的恩典跟真理，所以坐在这里啊。
And today, because we've received the grace and truth of God, we're here.
所以你们看这个，比较一下这两样是不是有点平衡的，可以对比的。
And so you can compare the Old Testament and New Testament. You can see that they're similar.
旧约的智慧。
The wisdom in the Old Testament.
当然就是神很抽象的。
Is Jesus, is God.
那也是道。
And it's also word, which is abstract.
它变成很具体的，可以讲话的，可以听得见的。
But it became something concrete, something that you can see and hear.
主耶稣就变成神，道成肉身，变成一个人。
And God became flesh.
带来旧约的时候呢，带来训诲，还有带来福气。
In the Old Testament, wisdom brought instruction and goodness.
这个训诲呢，就是真理了。
And in the New Testament, what's brought by God is grace and truth.
那你听他的话就得到恩典了。
And if you listen to his words, then you receive
grace. 这完全一模一样的这个平衡的对比。
This is side by side comparison.
旧约是一个预表。
Old Testament is a prefiguration.
一个影子。
It's a shadow.
新约呢，就是一个实现。
And the New Testament is the manifestation.
难怪保罗讲那么多，基督就是神的智慧。
And that's why Paul says Christ is the wisdom of God.
他虽然他没有直接引用箴言第八章。
Although he doesn't directly use Proverbs chapter
8. 但是他讲了四五次，神隐藏的智慧就在基督里面。
But he says 4 to 5 times that the wisdom of God is hidden in Christ.
那我们来看看哦，箴言第八章里面。
Let's look back at Proverbs chapter 8.
第一，在箴言第八章里面呢，这个智慧啊，就在创世之前就存在。
This wisdom was there, existed even before creation.
我们看箴言第八章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8.
八章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22.
箴言第八章二十二节，在主造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
你看，智慧在神创造天地之前就有了。
Wisdom existed even before the Lord created the universe.
这个智慧就肯定不是人的任何的智慧，因为人都不存在，怎么会有人的智慧呢？
So this wisdom can't be human wisdom because humans didn't even exist then.
所以我们现在坐在这边听这个啊，就要out of the box， 不能在框框里面想了，不能用你的理智去想。
So now as we're listening, we need to think outside the box.
没有时间，没有空间，没有物质界。
There's no time, space, and constraints.
智慧已经存在。
Beyond that, wisdom existed.
不是在物质界的存在，而是在灵界的存在。
It wasn't in the physical world. It was in the spiritual world.
好了，那么把这个看一看啊。
So we'll study this.
我们刚才约翰福音一章一节就说了。
We already talked about John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初就有道了。
In the beginning there was the word.
就是这个世界还没有造成的时候，一开始那一点已经有了道了，已经有了。
Which is to say that before the world was even created, at that moment there was already the word.
那道跟神是在一起的。
And the word was with God.
你看是不是在创世之前，这个智慧就已经存在了？
And so you can see, before the world was created, there was wisdom.
那如果是智慧是预表基督的话，
if wisdom prefigures Jesus Christ,
那这个就更清楚了。保罗书信里面，我们来看以弗所书第一章。
Then it's the message is even more clear. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1.
一章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
一章第四节。
Ephesians 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
这句话也是奥秘啊。
This is also a mysterious.
你不能用你现在的物质 的理智啊想法可以理解的。
You can't use the physical world to try to understand this.
神在基督里面。
Christ is, God is in Christ.
在基督里面，在你创世之前就拣选好你了。
And before the world was created, he has already chosen you.
时间还没有开始就已经有。
Before there was
救恩的预备了。
Before time even began, there was already a salvation plan.
不是说啊，好像我们把东西弄坏了，在想补救的办法。
It's not like we broke something and we're trying to fix it.
神早就知道。
God already.
未来会发生什么事情
？What's going to happen in the future?
那你可能你就用理智来用你的想法去问了，为什么知道要去做
？And so you might use your wisdom to ask if you already know why would you do it.
你的想法是有限的，你的逻辑也是有限的，不能够明白神的奥秘。
Your thinking and logic is limited, and you can't try to understand the mysteries of God.
神有主权，他决定就是这样做。
God has the authority in what He decides.
在创世之前，在基督里面拣选好我们。
Before the creation of the world, God has already chosen us.
所以啊，你看这个基督的先存性啊 ，preexistence of Christ.
So you can already see the preexistence of Christ.
那竟然在箴言第八章里面呢，就预言了。
So this,
把它讲出来了。
This has already been prefigured in Proverbs chapter 8.
好了，再来。箴言第八章说，智慧是创造天地万物的。
And also in Proverbs chapter 8, it says that wisdom created the whole universe.
我们看这个箴言第八章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
他 他立高天，我在哪里？他在渊面的周围画出圆圈啊。
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep.
啊，第二十九节。
Verse 29.
为窗海定出界限，使水不越过，他的命令立大地的根基。
When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command.
那时我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前找药。
Verse 30, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
啊，这里说神，当然你从灵里面可以说是神创造天地万物啊。
In the spirit, we can say that God created the whole universe.
创世纪一章一节这样告诉我们的嘛。
This is what Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
但是你想象一下，现在是神好像一个老板，他不是自己去做，他叫谁去做呢？他请个工头。
But God, you can see God as a boss. He is assigning someone else to do the work.
因为有钱人他不会自己去盖房子嘛，对不对
？A wealthy man will not himself will not build his house himself.
Contractor, 你来，你来。
He'll call a contractor, contractor to
engineer
or an engineer
architect
or an architect.
这是我的计划。
And that's his plan.
那你们就帮我弄好。
And you can, these people will do all the work for him.
啊，这是智慧说，我在神那边好像一个公司，好像一个。工程师好像一个工匠。
So wisdom says, in front of God, I was like a worksman.
啊，然后把世界创造好。
And I created the whole world.
这个又是个预表。
This is also a prefiguration.
新约就是这样解释。
This is how it's described in the New Testament.
我们看约翰福音一章三节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰福音一章三节。
John chapter 1 verse
3. 一章三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
这是他是谁呢？就是道啊。
What was him that refers to the word?
那这个道呢，后来就成为肉身呢。
And this word later became flesh.
就是耶稣了。
Which is Jesus.
所以你看，基督耶稣是不是也是这个创造天地万物的真神？
So you can see that Jesus Christ was also God who created the heavens and earth.
神借着耶稣基督创造天地万物。
God through Jesus Christ created the heavens and earth.
灵里面他是独一的真神。
In the spirit, it is the one true God.
啊，所以这个就是啊，很讲得很清楚的道理。
So this is the gospel clearly explained.
啊，哥罗西书一章十五、十五、十六节也是讲一样的事。我们看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 16.
哥罗西书一章的十五节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 16.
爱子是那不能看见至神的像，是首先的，是在一切被造的以先。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
因为万有都是靠他造的，这他就是子啊，这是爱子啊，万有都是靠他造的。
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on the earth.
神透过耶稣基督创造天地万物。
So God through Jesus Christ created the whole universe.
哇，你看圣经多奇妙啊！
How miraculous, how amazing is the Bible?
所以主耶稣基督就是独一的全能的真神。
So Jesus is the one true and powerful God.
好，再来，在箴言的第八章里面说智慧啊是为神所喜爱的。
In Proverbs chapter 8, it also says that wisdom is beloved by God.
我们看箴言第八章啊三十节，最后我们刚刚读过，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前找药。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 30, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
就是神对他非常满意啊，神对智慧非常满意。
So God is very pleased with wisdom.
好，那主耶稣来到世上的时候呢，这个智慧来到世上的时候呢？
So when Jesus came into the world, what happened?
就好像道成为肉身啊。
It was the word became flesh.
天父怎么跟他讲？
What did the Heavenly Father tell him?
马太三章十七节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 3 verse 17.
马太三章十七节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 17.
主耶稣洗礼起来了。
This is when Jesus arose after being baptized.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And verse 17 says, suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
因为救恩，神要成全救恩了，所以他要成为肉身来到世上，成为子的身份。
Because of the salvation plan, Jesus, God needed to come to the earth in flesh as Jesus.
所以他在世上要遵行天父的旨意。
So he needs to obey the voice of his father in heaven.
天父就这个给声音下来说，这是我的爱子，我所最喜欢的。
And a voice came from heaven saying that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
就看这神的救恩的预备。
This is part of God's salvation
preparation. 又跟箴言第八章讲的一模一样。
And this is what is recorded in Proverbs chapter 8.
好了，再看回来箴言第八章了，说智慧要在人间。
And going back to Proverbs chapter 8 says that wisdom is among men.
八章三十一节，他要住在世人之间。
It says that he is in the world. He is among men.
好，那新约的时候，这个要成全了。
And how was this manifested in the New Testament?
为了要成全救恩，主耶稣就住在我们中间。
In order to fulfill salvation, Jesus lived among men.
约翰福音一章十四节这样告诉我们。
This is what the Bible tells us in John chapter
14. 住在我们中间，带来恩典，带来真理。
He lives among us, bringing us grace and truth.
哇，这个都是真的很奇妙啊！每一句都是跟那个箴言所讲的一样的。
This is very amazing. It's very similar to what's in Proverbs chapter 8.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
啊，就好像箴言的是个预先讲，然后新约的是实现出来了。
It's as if the Proverbs was prefiguring, was prophesying about something that came exactly true.
介绍我们认识主耶稣基督的一生这样子。
It was introducing us to the life of Jesus Christ.
还没结束啊，还有啊，还没有结束啊。
But we're not done yet.
第五点。
Point five.
箴言第八章说，智慧要向世人呼喊，要教导。
Fifth point is that the wisdom is preached to the world, or wisdom preaches to the world.
你看第八章第一节，他站在这个街市上啊，十字路口啊，在城门啊，在山顶啊，都在呼喊啊。
In the beginning of chapter 8, it tells us that wisdom is standing on the high hill. It's by the gates, at the entrance of the city, at the entrance of the doors. And it's yelling, crying out.
第四节，众人啊，我呼叫你们，我向世人发声啊。
And verse 4, it says, To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
好了，新约呢，怎么应验出来了？这个更明显的，不用我讲了。
And so, how is this fulfilled in the New Testament? This is very obvious. I don't need to say it.
主耶稣三十岁出来传福音。
Jesus was 30 when he came out to preach.
到处各城各乡。
And he went to all cities.
传讲天国近了，你们要悔改。
And he preached, "Heaven is at hand. Repent, for heaven is at hand."
讲了很多的道理。
And he preached many many words.
也在山上讲山上的宝训。
And in the mountain, he gave the Sermon on the Mount.
天国的奥秘。
And he spoke about the mysteries of the heaven.
很多的比喻。
And he gave a lot of parables.
哇，你看主耶稣在公开传讲了。
And he very publicly preached.
向这个世人传讲他的信息。
And he preached to all, to men the good news.
好，还有一点，另外一个预表。
And there's another point, another prefiguration.
跟我早上所讲的有点关系。
It's related to what I spoke this morning.
你们到现在还是醒着的哦，你们很辛苦啊，睡着没有？
Are you guys awake? Are you sleeping?
早上我早祷会讲什么题目？
What was my topic in the morning?
你看，你看，都还没有二十四小时就忘记了。早上讲什么题目？举手。如果记得的话，要加分。
You'll get bonus points if you remember.
题目都不记得了，哎呀 ，Yes, brother. That was yesterday, I think. Yeah, but it's good try. 啊，早上讲什么题目？Yeah, thank you, Steffi. Return 啊，回转哦，这样的灵浇灌你们。
She's correct. Which is, turn out my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you.
你们要写笔记啊。
You guys need to take notes.
你是不是要写笔记？所以记得。
Is it?
还不是，还记得，头脑里面。
Did you just remember, or you were looking at your notes?
好了。旧约讲，智慧呢可以给你神的灵。
The Bible tells us that wisdom can give us the Holy Spirit.
就是箴言一章二十三节嘛。我将我的灵浇灌给你们。
This is what's written in chapter 1 verse 23, which is, I will pour out my spirit on you.
那有了这个灵之后呢，的话就指示你们。
And after the Spirit is on you, then my words will be known to you.
好，那你看约翰福音二十章哦。
Let's look at John chapter 20.
主耶稣呢也说，我要把我的灵给你哦。
Jesus also said, I will give my Spirit to you.
好，二十章二十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 22.
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
当然，主耶稣做这个动作的时候。还没有真正给他们圣灵，只是个预表。
Of course, when he did this, they didn't receive the Holy Spirit. Then it was to prefigure what was to happen.
但是五旬节的时候呢，就他们就真的得了圣灵了。
But on the day of Pentecost, the disciples truly received the Holy Spirit.
当然这个圣灵是主耶稣给的。
Of course, this Holy Spirit was given by Jesus.
真理的圣灵。
It is the Spirit of Truth.
降神的话指示你们。
It will reveal the truth to us.
你看，这样又跟旧约讲的预表一模一样。
And this is the same as what's written in the Old Testament.
好，第七点。
Seventh point.
哇，总要凑够七点才完全嘛。
You need to reach 7 points for it to be perfect.
因为我们都是要说要完全数嘛，哦。
Because we're always pursuing perfect number, right?
然后，智慧的它建立房屋啊。
The wisdom established built up the building.
我们看这个箴言第九章第一节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
It says wisdom has built her house; she has hewn out her 7 pillars.
你看智慧造一间屋子啊。
So wisdom built a house.
它做一间什么屋子呢？
What kind of house is it?
这个屋子当然是智慧所造的屋子了。
Of course, it's a house built by wisdom.
为他自己做的呢。
It was built for wisdom.
那这个柱子里面有这个房子里面有七根柱子。
And in the house there are 7 pillars.
为什么要七根呢？
Why are there 7?
这是完全数嘛。
Because 7 is a perfect number.
七是单数啊，但是其实如果是真的七根的话，就不是很对比了。七是个 odd number.
Oh, 7 is an odd number.
不是真的是一个房子里面有七根柱子，这样很奇怪。
Oh, it would be odd if a house actually only had 7 pillars.
柱子在圣经里面预表什么？
What do pillars represent in the Bible?
真理嘛。
It represents the truth.
真理的柱石和根基。
It represents the foundation of truth.
好了，这个就预表了主耶稣基督要建立他的真教会。
It prefigures Jesus Christ establishing the true church.
里面有七根柱子。
There are 7 pillars.
柱子是预表真理哦。提摩太前书，我们来看。
And pillars represent the truth. It's in 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书三章的十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3:15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3:15.
倘若我耽误日久，你就可以知道在神的家中当怎么行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth.
这里说真教会就是真理的柱石。
It says the church of the living God is the pillar and ground of the truth.
所以主耶稣基督建立他的教会是有完完全全的真理。
So when Jesus established the church, he used the complete truth.
这个就是属灵真教会的。
And that represents the spiritual true church.
1917年到现在2017刚好满100年。
From 1917 to this year, it's 2017, it's exactly 100
years. 这个教会一开始的时候，有一些人很，其他基督教派的人很看不起我们，说你们什么真耶稣教会，头30年过不去了，可能就会倒了。
When the church was first established, a lot of other denominations looked down on the church. They said, you call yourselves the true church, you'll probably fall in 30 years.
你没有钱，没有外国的势力。
You don't have money and you don't have support from foreign countries.
没有什么有知识的人在里面。
You don't have people who are very wise and knowledgeable.
一开始我们教会都没有什么博士啊，没有什么硕士。
We didn't have people who were doctors or a master's.
在刚开始的时候呢
，right in the beginning of the church，
但是呢，神与真教会同在。
But God was with the true church。
七根柱子，真理。
And there were 7 pillars, which represents the truth。
就是完全的真理。
This is the complete truth。
那是神圣灵自己建立的。
And it was established by the Holy Spirit。
那又用一个比喻了，又好像呢，把一个宴席啊，第二节九章第二节。
And there's another analogy in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 2.
这个智慧造的房子呢，哇，好像个大的宴席，请大家来吃。
After wisdom has built her house, she holds a big feast and invites people to join.
马太福音22章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
天国就好像一个大的宴席。
The kingdom of heaven is like a big banquet.
一个王啊，要弄一个娶亲的宴席。
A king wanted to put a feast for his son.
请大家来真教会里面吃属灵的大宴会。
And people were invited to into the wedding to partake of the feast.
这个你看跟圣经的时候旧约讲的箴言一模一样。
And this is exactly the same as what's recorded in the Old Testament.
所以你看这七个。
So there are 7 things.
跟旧约的箴言的智慧预表新约的主耶稣基督。
Seven points how the wisdom in the Old Testament prefigures Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
完完全全合符。
And it's exactly the same.
啊，所以这七点呢，这个是隐藏在，你看想都没有想到，以前的人呢，怎么真理里面有预言主耶稣基督那么清楚？
These seven points are hidden, and people in the past wouldn't have even thought that there were the book of Proverbs would prefigure Jesus Christ.
直到圣灵感动使徒，他们把所有的这些东西应验的东西，用另外一个方法把它描述出来。
Until the Holy Spirit inspired the disciples to unveil the mystery of wisdom.
也让我们了解耶稣的比喻哦。
So that we can also understand Jesus' analogy.
所以真的智慧。这是得救的智慧。
So true wisdom is the wisdom that saves.
隐藏在箴言里面。
And it's hidden in the book of Proverbs.
所以这七点也会出现在你们，不用隐藏了，已经告诉你们了。
And
这会出现在你们的考卷里面。
These seven hidden points are no longer hidden; they will appear on your test.
这个问题就是箴言第八章第九章怎么样来以智慧预表主耶稣基督。
These are seven points of how Proverbs chapter 8 and 9, the wisdom in these chapters prefigures Jesus Christ.
哇，那都把答案告诉你们了，都考试都不好玩了。
And I've already given you all the answers.
背一背就可以了。
So all you need to do is memorize it.
OK, 好，那么这一节就讲到这里。
Okay, this concludes our session.
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.